This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Josh Coop.
Four people are seriously injured in hospital this lunchtime after being hit by a car in Westerham. Three of the group were trying to help two others involved in a separate crash along Croydon Road just before 6:30 yesterday evening. Investigations are now underway and police want to hear from anyone who saw what happened.
KMFM News.
A teenager accused of murdering a pensioner in Gillingham has been in court this morning. Joe's got this update for KMFM.
Well, the 17-year-old from the Isle of Sheppey was arrested after the body of 70-year-old Trevor Hadlow was discovered at a farm along Capstone Road last Tuesday. During the brief hearing at Maidstone Crown Court, he spoke only to confirm his name. He's also accused of stealing a trailer, attempting to cause grievous bodily harm with intent, and dangerous driving. He's been remanded in custody.
A boy's been found guilty of strangling a cat with a bungee cord in Mepham. The court's heard how the 13-year-old from Essex deliberately hurt the animal in Orchard Drive back in May. He's due to be sentenced early next year. A motorcyclist killed in a head-on crash with a driver said to be going the wrong way along the M20 has been described as a devoted husband who was respected by everyone. 60-year-old Michael Culpstone from Hawkinge had served in the Met Police for 3 decades. The crash happened on the coastbound carriageway close to Ashford in the early hours of yesterday morning. Now, thousands of people who use the National Lottery website have had their personal details accessed. It's thought around 26,500 players have been affected, but no money's been stolen. Camelot thinks the information may have been taken from another website which players use the same details. Sky's Tom Cheshire says a password manager could help keep our accounts online more secure.
Something like an app on your phone or your computer, you have one password for that password manager and then it generates passwords for lots of different sites. It generates long, secure passwords. So you don't have to remember those, but if one gets hacked, then it's only one site that gets hacked.
A convicted fraudster from Swanscombe who stole money to fund a gambling addiction has been made to repay more than £55,000. 58-year-old Caroline Dummett from Brenda Terrace was sent to prison for 3 years after taking the cash from companies she worked at in Aylesford and Longfield between 2012 and 2014. She's got 2 months to pay the sum or face being locked up for longer. A Kent mum is warning other parents about the dangers of blind cords after her young toddler almost hanged herself.
If they do have cords hanging next to their blinds, please just cut it or maybe tuck it up out of the way where they can't reach. I know that some children haven't been so lucky as my Riley was. The doctor at the hospital said that the most fatalities happen within the first 5 seconds.
That was Karen Shelley from Sheerness, who found 2-year-old Riley hanging in the window of her living room after popping into the kitchen to make him lunch. The cord, which he had hold of, wrapped around his neck when he jumped down from the sofa. You can read more about that one at kentonline.co.uk. 3 people have been arrested and bailed after several cars were damaged in Ashford. They were parked in Clover Court and Park Place in areas of the town when their wing mirrors were broken and smashed earlier this month. A 19-year-old woman and 2 men in their 20s are being questioned on suspicion of criminal damage. A man's been cut free by firefighters and taken to hospital following a crash near Canterbury. A van ended up on its side following the collision on Whitehorse Lane in Elham just before 10:30 this morning. There's calls for the government to invest in the county's road network after the Port of Dover and Eurotunnel announced they're dealing with more freight traffic than ever before. Almost 1.5 million HGVs have been carried through the Channel Tunnel so far this year, whilst over 10,500 trucks passed through the port in just one day last week. Dover and Deal MP Charlie Alphick says widening of the A2 must happen to avoid constant gridlock.
We know the A2 is a single-track road leading to a world-class port through which so many of our imports and exports flow. So often we have problems on Kent's roads. That's why there needs to be a new focus.
We're getting the chance to learn more about Kent's World War I history. The 100 Miles for 100 Years project will include up to 30 historical walks to teach us more about how people helped back here during the conflict. Darianne Price is head of heritage at Screen South and says everyone's welcome.
It's not rucksack and walking boots. It's really supposed to be for you to enjoy being out and just find some interesting things so that when you walk around the town, you're more aware of the deep heritage.
And at Kent Online this afternoon, you can see a dog who's been given a very special new set of wheels. Wonder, a 10-month-old Cocker Spaniel from Deal, was born with twisted front legs. She's been given a custom-made wheelchair, which will help her get around.
KMFM Sport, with Johnson's Garden Buildings. 20% off everything. Pre-Christmas sale now on.
Now we're still waiting for news on whether Gareth Southgate will become the new England manager. It's understood he'll officially take over from Sam Allardyce at some point today. The current under-21s coach took interim charge of the senior side for four games this autumn, guiding them to two wins and two draws. That's the latest. Thanks for updates at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.